Life, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at halftime, it is Mountain Home boys leading Hamburg 19-14. Again, this is the first round of the first Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament. We'll look over our scoring summary in a little bit, but right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, before we talk about tonight's tournament game, did want to say congratulations on that win Friday night over at Centerton against Bentonville West.
Thank you. We're really glad to get that win. We were as mentally and physically exhausted as any group of kids that I've ever been around, and we really went into that game as a staff, just didn't say anything to the kids about being tired. You just don't want to say that. I mean, they're kids, you know, they're resilient, but they were tired. They were cooked, and semester test, and then that stretch we had there for 2.5 weeks, as you know. And I thought that it really showed over at Harrison with our shooting, and most time you hold a team to low 40s, which really you could say you held them in the 30s before you had to foul there at the end. Should win that game, and but you know, it's like we said at halftime of the boys game that night, tip your hat to them. But I was so glad to get that Bentonville West game, to get out of there with a W.
Yeah,
because we were absolutely spent. We needed a break, and we got it. And I thought we had a little bit more spring in our step today coming in. It was really good to see it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, there was one good thing, you know, was you said about your players being tired. You got to see some girls that may not see as much playing time get out on the floor.
Well, I'm trying to stretch this a little bit more. Our top six are all returning varsity players.
Yeah.
Abby Martin does a great job with her role, and Haven Klinger does a great job. And we've got some other kids that, like, you know, Annie Norcross can come in and relieve us in the post. And, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, there's going to come a time where something we're going to have to go deeper than six. So you don't want that first time you do it to be a huge conference game on the road. Mm-hmm. And so you try to get some minutes for those kids. And, you know, both of those young ladies, you know, Abby and Haven coming in right there, and then Annie. And as far as that goes, it wouldn't matter if we put Alyssa or Abigail in. You know, we expect everybody to understand what we're doing, and Reagan – Hasselwander is another one, and understand what we're doing and, you know, how we're doing it. And, you know, sometimes with this team, you can put a young lady in who may have some youth or not have a lot of varsity experience, and you can just about always put four good players around them, and that really helps kids.
Well, you're getting ready to take on a Junction City team that, I'll tell you, has really not had a whole lot of game experience this year. They've only played two games because their football team went so deep into the state playoffs. So how do you approach this game?
Well, first of all, I want to say that, you know, we had a team drop out late and unexpected, and I really appreciate Junction City's girls coming up here. Coach David Carpenter is the athletic director, mm-hmm. and I knew their boys were in it, so I just called him, and him and Coach Harrell said, yeah, let's get in it. And as far as the way we approach it, we're going to – I think even in other games, sometimes we worry too much about the other team instead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Coming off Christmas break and looking at the things, you know, being 7-2 or whatever our record is, you know, what is it that we got to do better? You know, if we'll challenge the man in the mirror, so to speak, then I think we got a chance to have a good team. And, you know, we know what we got to do well, and I know they're very athletic, and – It's going to be similar. The speed's going to be similar to what we see in our league. Watson Chapel just beat Springdale Harbor. You know, one way or the other, we're going to be playing another good team tomorrow night in either Harbor or Chapel. And then that third day, it's going to be a good team. So this is going to be 3 days where we can get better. And, you know, after today, until the playoffs, hopefully the playoffs, you know, we are a Tuesday and Friday night team.
Yeah.
And get into that rhythm, and I think our kids really benefit from that prep you get. And then also, when you're talking about playing six people who get a majority of the varsity minutes, it's you also get that little break. But you approach it of, you know, let's challenge ourselves. Let's compete against ourselves and try to get better at the things we know we got to get better at. And I got to watch a lot of film over the break. Got to talk to a lot of kids individually about things I want them to do better individually. And then I got to talk to our team a lot about some things that we need to do better. So that's what we're trying to do tonight, is seeing if we can do those things better.
Fidel, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Can I say that, you know, I haven't had much of a chance to really brag on Coach Fulcher, but
yeah,
I just think that our, you know, when you look at what our boys had coming back with Wyatt and Matt, you don't,
losing six seniors,
you
yeah.
just don't, you don't lose that many minutes, varsity minutes, and come out and do what they've done without a really, really solid coaching staff, and also give the leaders on the floor. You know, I think the best compliment you can give a player, you've heard me say this several times, is that you make those around you better. And I have watched Matt and Wyatt in the off season, going through last spring, the summer, this fall, and they have really made those young men around them better. And those other young men know their role. And they have, you know, tonight it looks like a game coming off the break, and we'll probably look exactly like this, but that shot at the buzzer was really big, and I hope that they keep rolling here. But, man, I, you know, sometimes you got to go to clinics to learn things. You got to travel a long ways. I can sit in Josh Fulcher's practices and learn a lot, and it's one of the better clinics. And I think him and Coach Morris and our boys need to be commended and complimented on what they have done this year. And I really enjoy watching them play.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dale. Right,
thank you.
That was Mount Tom boy girls basketball coach Dale Laird. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score, Mountain Home leading Hamburg 19-14. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mount Tom is leading Hamburg in this opening round of the boys bracket of the First Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. We're at scores 19-14 at the break. Looking at the scoring summary for both teams, Mount Tom RA with one player in double figures, that is Wyatt Gilbert with 12. 3 points for Satch Harris and two each for Dawson Tabor and Jake McGee. Three players on the scorebook so far for Hamburg. Trey Brown leading the way with 6 points, five for James Jones, and three for Nick Bridges. So far this game has had three ties and three lead changes. Hamburg has committed seven turnovers, and Mountain Home, I've only got them for one. So they're doing a really good job of handling the ball. We'll take one more break. We'll come back and get the second half star in just a moment. Mountain Home leading Hamburg 19-14. You've been listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.